I want you to take your Bible and turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Once you arrive there, I want you to find verse number 9. Psalm 119. Find verse number 9. Psalm 119. Verse number 9. Stand with me, if you would, please. Psalm 119. Verse number 9, I'm going to read a few verses, and then I'm going to turn to another passage of Scripture. I told you this morning, the sermon title for tonight is this, Holy Soap. Holy Soap. Psalm 119, verse number 9, the Bible says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." While you're standing there, let me read another passage to you. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26, it says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And let's pray. Father, bless us tonight. Help all of us to concentrate on the Scripture. Might we leave here tonight being cleaner, or with the intent of being cleaner, than when we came in. Bless us, Lord, tonight with thy Holy Spirit's presence, please. What a wonderful day we've had. People being saved, visitors coming, the music's been fantastic, the fellowship sweet, the Spirit has been crisp and holy. But God, we're not done. We yet have opened thy sacred book again. Help us to learn from it tonight, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you were listening, you heard where the Bible used these words, a washing of water by the word. It's in reference to the word of God. We read in Psalm 119:9, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" But he's going to cleanse his way according to God's word. In John 15, verse number 3, it says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." In Psalm chapter 19, verse number 9, it says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." I was working in Bible college. I worked at a place called Task Force Tips. We made firefighting equipment. And we had gone from a very small building to a brand new building. And it was a huge building. I think the ceilings, it was about almost three stories high. And this shop where I worked, and this was the new part of it, the owner of the company, until you've met him, you might not believe this, but he was about 6'7" tall. And he weighed probably somewhere around 300 pounds. I'm talking about a great big old boy. And he wanted someone to, when they were finishing the new building, he wanted to get the building all cleaned up, all the equipment being moved into it and everything. And to be honest, it's a pretty clean building already. And I remember he asked, he said, I need someone that'd be willing to go up in on the lift and take the power washer up and power wash all the beams on which the roof set. And I said, I'd be glad to do that. He didn't say this at first. What he meant was, would someone go up and do it with me? I had already volunteered because I thought I was going to be the one person on that lift. And when I say a lift, it's a platform that's about 5 or 6 foot square, if you will. And you get on that thing and you've got little controls and a hydraulic. It just takes you all the way up. And so I volunteered to do it because I thought I was going to be the only person doing it. Now, here's the thing. When there's going to be a second person on the lift with you, you don't mind if it's going to be someone your size or smaller. Okay, if Brother Pine and I went up on that thing together, that's a very big man. He's big, he's tall, he's solid. I don't want to go up on the lift with Pine. I don't want to go up there. I mean, it's dangerous enough just going up. But so the boss, he wanted to be up there. He wanted to be part of it. So now we're going up, and I'm petrified. I'm scared now. I was going up to clean and power wash. Now I'm going up to hold on for dear life so I don't die. And so we're up there, and I couldn't get it. The guy, to be honest with you, he's a very successful man, a multimillionaire many times over, but he wanted to go up to the third story in that building with me, and I'm talking about a wide open space where it was three stories high, but there were no stories, if you're getting it. We're talking 21 feet in the air, maybe 28 feet. 30 feet in the air. I don't know how high. It seemed like a million feet in the air when we got up on that lift, and that thing was just teetering back and forth. He'd say, "Move it." I'd say, "You move it. I'm hanging on." And so we'd move that thing along, and we were power washing. And he wanted it clean. He wanted it very, very clean. And I said to him, I called his name, and I said, "You know, nobody sees this dirt up here." And this is what he said. He said, "I know it's there." He said, "I know it's there." And he made a statement to me. Now, he's a man that got saved while I was working there. And he made a statement to me, and I know he thought that he was quoting Scripture. He says, "Well, the good book says cleanliness is next to godliness." And I said, "Oh, yeah, it's in there somewhere." But he's the boss, you know, and so... But boy, he was very concerned that it was clean. And I love what he said. He said, "I know it's there. I know it's there." You know, folks, our God is a clean God. Our God's intent for His people is that we're clean people. I got to thinking about society, and I really do believe that when there is cleanliness in society, it is a result of the influence of a holy God and a God that wanted people around the world to be clean people. We have hand soap that we use. You put soap on your head to wash your hair. We have soap that we use. It's a different kind of a soap where we'll wash our dishes. We have soap that we use to cleanse our clothes. You can get a different kind of soap to wash your car. A different kind of soap to wash your teeth, or what we call brushing your teeth. You're basically washing your teeth, your mouth. You have soap for in your eyes. You know, they have cleansing agents that can be placed in your eye and for your contacts. We have soap that we use on our bodies. There's soap that you use around your house, like Murphy's soap. How many of you know what Murphy's soap is? You young people, you don't know nothing. All those soaps, their purposes are to keep things clean. Now, the only soap that makes you dirty is probably soap operas. But the other soaps, come on, folks. Again, I tell good jokes. I work at some of this. Somebody told me, said, "Preacher, just stick to the Word of God. Your humor is pretty, pretty bad." No, I just have a lame crowd is what it is. But all those soaps, they're there. And hey, and there's more. I mean, we have people in here that work in different industries and things, and there are soaps that you can use to clean wood, to clean cement, to clean metal, soaps for carpeting. Everywhere you go, there's soap. Why? Because I do not believe those soaps are the influence of the devil. I think those soaps are the influence of God, because God wanted a clean society and God wanted people to be clean. I noticed they have what they call an all-purpose soap. This is called Fantastic. It's heavy-duty, all-purpose cleaner. Now, I like that. I think, matter of fact, we're going to compare soap in just a second to the Word of God. I think the Word of God is fantastic, by the way. And this here, this says it's heavy-duty soap. Not the Word of God's pretty heavy-duty soap, too. This is all-purpose cleaner. No, the Word of God's pretty well all-purpose. Take care of whatever needs to be cleansed. There's only one difference in this and the Word of God, maybe, then. This says it kills 99.9% of what's wrong. Word of God will kill it all. Word of God's 100% able to clean up what ails us. Anyone, just a few years old to many years old, if you'll listen to me for a moment, I just want to talk to us about holy soap. For instance, we use hand soap. But did you know something? In the Word of God, God tells us about our hands too. The Bible says in Psalm 18, verse 20, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. Folks, God wants our hands to be clean. Could I say to everybody here, watch what you touch. Watch what you allow into your hands. The children would sing the song, oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. Oh, be careful, folks. Whether you're a child or an adult, God wants our hands clean. You say, Pastor, it was bad, but I wasn't going to put it in my body, but I touched it. Could I just recommend you not touch what's bad? Don't touch what is spiritually dirty. God wants our hands clean. Listen, and I don't think this happens, but I'm going to say it. Husbands and wives, your hands were not given to you to hit one another. And that's not what your hands are for. Hey, when was the last time you held your spouse's hand? Your hand was given to you to be tender and to be used properly and in a holy way. Now, I'll tell you something. Your hands ought to also, every day, hold your Bible. Amen. Every day. Amen. I think it's a sad dilemma that almost everybody in our society put their phones in their hands first in the morning instead of the Word of God in their hands first. I wish, if I could go across this country, I would throw an ever-loving fit and tell people, don't you pick up your telephone until you picked up the Word of God. But we're more interested in our social connection through our telephones than we are our spiritual connection with God in heaven. But we use hand soap. The Bible talks about our hands being clean. But not only that, we use soap on our heads. Our heads. Shampoo for your head. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we could go to scripture after scripture after scripture that talks to you about the importance of having a clean mind. And I do not know what has happened to our society. I mean, Christians today think like the lost of yesterday. And the world now, they are really mentally whacked out when it comes to purity. Whatever happened to people talking about and desiring a clean mind? Now all we want to do is give the impression we're clean on the outside and we don't mind if our mind is rotten on the inside. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. Oh, I think there's some good reading out there, and I know there are some books that are written and entertaining books, and they're not bad. They don't have sin in them. But I'll tell you, some of you that feast on the wicked romance novels of our day, you're going to rot your brain out if you're not careful. You better be careful that your mind is kept clean. Watch what your children read. Your children don't need to be reading things about witchcraft and reading things that have improprieties in them. You ought to be careful what you read. I'd be careful what you read and from chat rooms and from tweeting and Instagram and all of that. It's sad today. It is very sad what people will put into their minds. What you think is very important. We should not want to just be pure in the sight of people, but we ought to want to think right. If you're not, hey, and what messes you up, what will mess up your hands is what you think. And so be careful. We use hand soap. Why? Because we're to have clean hands. And God wants our hands clean. And we physically will wash our head, we'll wash our hair. And God says, I want your mind to be clean. And let the Bible cleanse your mind. Only that. We'll use dish soap. Now, Mrs. Owens, when we wash our dishes, or when I do, she's a slave driver, she's sold on Dawn. You know, she said Dawn is it. It's the best. And I like it because you can wash duckies in Dawn if you've ever seen their commercial. And I wash a lot of ducks when I can. But Dawn is a dish soap, and dishes are for our food, and our food is something that we put in our bodies because we think you ought to be clean. Because, you don't eat off of dirty dishes because you're afraid to contaminate yourself with something that you put in your body. Well, God's pretty interested in that too. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, "For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." God's very concerned about what you put in your body as well. Now, the Bible says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." God's telling you liquor is a sin. It's wrong. Don't put it in your body. We're not to be doing drugs. You're not to do the ones off the street. Plus, you shouldn't be misusing the ones that the doctor gave you. I wouldn't be sucking down cigarettes and pulling that smoke into your body if for no other reason it will destroy your health. But we use dish soap. And there are people in this room that would not take a filthy, dirty, nasty plate and eat off of it, but then we turn around spiritually and pull things into our bodies and pour things into our bodies that are dirty and nasty. What's wrong with us? Why do we think, why do we want to guard ourselves physically, and we should, and then let ourselves spiritually be dirty? God's interested in hand soap. God's interested in our head. God's interested in what we put into our bodies. We ought to be clean. So be careful. Be careful, little Christian. What you take, what you put in your body. Hey, and I might add this. I wouldn't be taking gossip into your body either. That's a pretty nasty, dirty thing too. That will poison you just as well. So I think God's interested in hand soap, and God's interested in head soap, and God's interested in dish soap. So those things that are taken into our bodies are clean. But not only that, I call it mouth soap. You don't. They call it toothpaste, but it is basically the cleansing agent for what goes in your mouth. Mouth wash, if you will. God's interested in that too. Very interested in your mouth and your mouth being clean. Psalm 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Now, again, we use toothpaste and we use mouthwash. And there are people in here, you are more concerned about your dental hygiene than you are the filthy stuff that comes out of your mouth as you talk. And it's, when God talks about talking, it's not always something that you said verbally. Sometimes, and in this generation, it's what you're busy texting or keyboarding. But it's still talking. It's still talking. You should post nothing on Facebook that you wouldn't want your pastor to read or see. Oh my, mouth soap. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Well, fantastic. Heavy duty, all-purpose cleaner. I'm sure that everybody out there thinks that their product is fantastic. I've got one better than this. I've got the Word of God. It'll clean up your mind. It'll clean up your mouth. It'll clean up your head. It'll clean up your hands. I had a friend growing up. If he cussed, do you know what his mom and dad did? Wash his mouth out with soap. Now, I'm not for that, but it is a great illustration. It works. Yeah, and it did. If he cussed and he got caught, his parents washed his mouth out with soap. And I've tasted soap. It's not good. Even if it's different colors, it's not different flavors. Even Johnson's baby shampoo that's no more tears, it tastes bad too. Huh. Listen, folks, watch your mouth. Your hateful words, spreading rumors. Have you told anybody any good news lately? God wants our mouth clean. God wants our hands clean. God wants our mind clean. God wants what we take into our bodies to be clean. You say, but Pastor, mine is not seen by anybody. That's my boss said, but I see it. You know who your boss is? The great God of the universe. He said, but I see it. I see it. Hey, we use soap to cleanse our clothes. We ought to be clean. And, you know, I think everybody here pretty well knows that you want to keep your clothes clean. You're going to need to change your socks once a month, whether you feel like they need it or not. You want your clothes clean. Listen to this. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel and shamefacedness. Oh, the Bible is very clear about the cleanliness of apparel and the way people dress. I don't think we ought to be cross-dressing. What you wear. And I also agree. I think we ought to keep ourselves clean. Hey, you know something. I just get so tickled with people. There are people that the way they handle themselves in public is amazing. And you say, but nobody sees me. Listen, I'd be careful that you guard yourself so you're clean even in the way you dress. I don't think people ought to be running around with T-shirts on that advertise Budweiser or Bud Dumber. I think rock and roll music's of the devil. I said, I think rock and roll music's of the devil. And I wouldn't be running around with a rock and roll T-shirt on advertising rock and roll to everybody. And I think we ought to cover up. You know, the Bible has something to say about modesty. The Bible talks about the revealing of the thigh being a sin, both for men and women. Keep your thigh covered up. You say, well, that's old-fashioned. We are stuck with an old-fashioned pastor that believes the Bible. And might I say, especially when you come to church, but everywhere you go, keep yourself appropriately clothed and covered up. Hey, and I'll just tell you, because I don't know any other way to do it, ladies, when you're coming around the church, make sure your top is high enough that people are not looking at your bosom. You keep yourself covered up around here. This is a church, but wait a minute, this is not just God's church. This is God's world. God never intended us to be running around naked and wearing filthy clothing and things like that. I don't think men ought to dress like women, and women shouldn't be dressing like men. And I think fat lady in spandex is exceedingly bad. Fantastic can only clean you up 99.9%. The Word of God can clean you all the way up. You can get soap for a car. Clean up your car. What is that? That gets you from point A to point B. That's as you travel, where you go, if you will. Psalm 119, verse number 9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? It's where he's going. I think God wants you and I to be clean in where we're going. Oh, be careful, little Christian, where you go. Oh, be careful, little Christian, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little Christian, where you go. You know what? That would have something to do with who you go with. Too bad they don't have friend soap. There's some people you could use a good cleansing from some of your friends. If you, hey, young people, if you got friends that are trying to get you to turn on your mom and dad or break your mom and dad's heart, I'd be washing myself clean of those friends. If you've got friends that would turn you on your God or turn you on the Bible or turn you on your church, I'd be washing my hands of that kind of mess. Hey, where do you go instead of come to church? What do you do? Hey, I believe this. I believe that we will keep our vehicle clean, so as we travel, we're clean. Something more important than keeping your vehicle clean is keeping where you go clean in life. So we use hand soap and head soap and dish soap and mouth soap and the soap with our clothing and car soap so our travels are clean. Then, might I say, you can get soap for your eyes. Have you ever done an eye bath? A little cup on a pedestal and you put some, I don't know what kind of water it is. It's good for your eye water. And then I know all those technical terms. And then you got to open your eye when you put that little dude. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Thank God for you. But there's you can clean your eye out. Boy, and well, now I've been to the hospital before when I was working in a machine shop. I got some dust in an eye, and I went in and they helped me to clean my eye out. You don't do that with a power washer. There's a gentler way of doing it. But our eyes, we want, and I'll tell you, I think everybody here would be in agreement. Well, you want to keep your eyes clean. Whew. Nothing like getting an eyelash or dust or a speck of dirt or something in the eye. Yet that'll drive you crazy. We're very concerned about keeping the physical eye clean, and then we turn around and let the spiritual eye get filth and dirt and nasty stuff in it. What's wrong with us? Well, we're always more concerned about the physical than we are the spiritual. But good Christians ought to be more concerned about the spiritual than they are the physical. But we've got it just backwards. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 2 says, "All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit." We're supposed to be clean in God's eyes. Be careful what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. If I could declare war today on one thing in our society, it would be pornography. I'm so saddened and so brokenhearted that now people have access to it in a flash with their phones and pads. And though I don't know of anybody in this room that's into that mess, you can almost be guaranteed with a crowd this size there is someone, there are parents here that do not know what their kids are into. And there are some parents that do know and can't figure out how to get it stopped. Well, I can show you one way to get it stopped. You take the phone, you go over to the river, and you throw that phone as far as you can out into the water. That is if your 13-year-old will let you. Night in the morning. I remember when it was the security guards that used to run the place. Now you have the inmates running the insane asylum. Eye soap. Our eyes, what we see. When was the last time you looked at the Bible? There are some of you, it's a very sad thing. If we were able to get the information about how much you have looked at bad things on the internet and compared it to your time in your Bible, it would be devastating. It ought not be that way. Look at what God's given us to look at. Our eye soap, keeping our eyes clean. But not only that, then there's body soap. Maybe you use Zest or Dial. Or maybe you use something, the same thing you use on your pets so you can get rid of your fleas. I don't know. But we do work at keeping our bodies clean. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? Which you have of God, and ye are not your own. God's talking about our morality. God is talking about the way we treat our bodies. Oh, be careful, little Christian, what you do with your body. Young people, let me explain something. I think the Bible is very clear that an unmarried man and an unmarried woman, or a young man and young woman, ought to keep their hands off of each other until they're married. They ought to want to stay pure and clean. And to take it a step further, your goal ought to be to go to the wedding altar virgin and clean. That ought to be your goal. You say, but Pastor, it's too late for that. Then let it be your goal to be clean from here on out. Maybe you've already made a mistake. And the devil's slick and he's powerful. But if you've made a mistake, you set the goal to be clean from this day forward until you do get married. And men and women, those of you that are married, you shouldn't touch anybody but your spouse. Anybody but your spouse. Say, but we were separated. I don't care if you're separated or not. It's adultery to touch somebody that you're not married to. That's to stay within that marital relationship. So keep your hands off of one another, unless you're married. Then, if you're married, we'd like for you to go ahead and keep your hands on each other. It'd be very healthy for you. But watch your hands, watch your heart, watch your mind. Keep your body clean. Keep your body clean. Hey, did you know that they have soap that you use around the house? Like Murphy soap. And, you know, all these soaps are soaps that we use around the house. Could I suggest that our homes be clean? Man, I think it's a good idea to keep your house clean. But I think it ought to be kept clean physically, but it also ought to be kept clean spiritually. Titus chapter 2, verse number 5 says, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Over and over and again in the scripture, the Bible talks about the behavior in our home. I think we ought to keep our homes clean. I think we ought to keep them spiritually clean. What possibly could be in your home that shouldn't be there? What possibly could be there? What spiritual dirt ought to be tossed? Do you know that, you might think, well, there's some teenager that's got something hidden from mom and dad, and probably there are. There are probably young people here that have something hidden from mom or hidden from dad, something that should not be in their house, something that should not be done in their house. And parents, you do understand, you will give the answer to God for what happens in your home. You're responsible. Now, but here's the sad thing. I would hope to God there are not men hiding things from their wives here, and wives hiding things from their husbands here. Because it's just as wrong for a husband to hide something sinful from his wife and for a wife to hide something sinful from her husband as it is for a young person to be hiding it from mom and dad. And you're not going to hide it from God. God knows it's there. You got to get your house cleaned up. There's some people that need a good spring cleaning spiritually at their home. I'm almost finished. Did you know there's sin soap? Sin soap. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, let me give you a psalm. Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God. A clean heart. We can get a clean heart. The Bible says in 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The special music number that was sang tonight couldn't have been better for this sermon. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ and the cleansing that it does for us. The Bible says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Boy, that term holiness is almost unheard of anymore. But just so you all know, Christians are to be holy. They're to be clean. They're to be separate. They're to walk different, talk different, smell different, behave different, dress different. Hey, they're to listen to different things and go to different places. And you say, well, that takes all the fun out of it. It takes all the sin out of it. It takes all the wickedness out of it. It takes all the chance out of it. Do right. Be clean, Christian. We're to be clean. We're to be clean. And the Bible says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. God, the fantastic. It's nowhere near as fantastic as the Word of God. When I was preparing this sermon, my mind rolled back to being up on that lift with the big guy. And me saying, nobody knows. This up here is dirty. And he said, but I do. And your God knows what others don't know about that dirt. We ought to all, every one of us, including myself. Hey, I'm not a perfect representative of what's preached. I'm a representative of the perfect one that I preach. So all of us need to make sure we do the right thing and the clean thing in our lives. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, let me tell you something. If you'll trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He can cleanse you from your sins and give you a home in heaven. If you're not saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. If you're a Christian here tonight, I may or may not have touched on the uncleanness that's existing in your life. But you know if there's something that's unclean in your life. Oh, let God help you with it. Maybe the sermon tonight was to point that out to you so that you would do a little house cleaning. Who here tonight would say, preacher, God has spoken to my heart. There's no doubt about it. He spoke to my heart during the sermon tonight. And you'll raise your hand and let God see it. Amen. Lots of hands. You may put them down. If you need to come, don't hesitate. You come to this old-fashioned altar and you say, God, I need to clean some things up. I need to clean some things up. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? If you do, why don't you come? Something need cleaned up in your mind. Something need to clean up that your hands have touched. Something need cleaned up in what you see. How about it? We use hand soap and head soap and dish soap and clothing soap and car soap and mouth soap and eye soap and body soap and house soap. All those soaps, what are they for? To keep us physically clean, but it is far more important that you are spiritually clean. Hey, and I don't want to minimize physically clean. I do think that cleanliness is next to godliness. When you get to heaven, you won't have to worry. There won't be dirt there of any sort. Oh, what a great song. Are you listening to the song being played? Cleanse me, O God. Cleanse me. The sermon, pretty simple. Holy soap. Holy soap. Work at it now. Hey, you know we bathe pretty regularly. Can I tell you something? You need to bathe spiritually often. Clean yourself up often. Do inventory often. Don't have an annual revival where once a year you decide to get right. You better get right as often as necessary, and sometimes it's every day of your life. I said, nobody sees this. Nobody sees this dirt. He said, I do. Who was he? The owner. The boss. And I don't mean any irreverence by this. He was a big guy. He was a big one. And God is the boss. He's the big guy, if you will. This is the last time through the song. In a moment we'll have a word of prayer and we'll be on our way. Thank you. Take something home with you tonight. Think about what was said. You know, as you go throughout your week, everybody here, you're going to come in contact with soap, 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 soap. You will. Tonight, tomorrow, wherever you go, everywhere you go, we're concerned about cleanliness. So should the church be, and so should God's people be concerned that you're clean.